you for, say if you have a field, you know, or a patch out there, and you expect a real big crop, you would say that land is very what?
Do what?
Say you had a field or something like that, or a patch, and you were growing something out there in it.
Garden.
Yes, sir. You'd say that, if you expected a big crop, you would say that land is very what?
Rich.
Yes, sir. You have a name for, say, flat, low-lying land along a stream? You have any special name for that?
No, you just call it lower than the other land.
Yes, sir. What about low-lying land that's good for nothing but, you know, raising grass just for grazing cows? You have a name for that?
No, I don't believe so.
What about you mentioned yesterday swamps and marshes, you know, we're talking, you mentioned those. Is there a difference between a swamp and a marsh?
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell me about that?
Swamp has got trees and everything in it. The marsh ain't got none. Marsh grass. That grass about that high.
Is a marsh, is that salt water?
Yeah, that's salt water or marsh growth.
Yes, and what about a swamp, fresh water?
Yeah, it's usually fresh water.
Have a name for, kind of land that's part sand and part clay? People have a special name for that down here? Do you have any land like that?
No, I don't believe we do. All I think about the same thing.
What would you have to do to get the if you get the water off the marshes or swamps? If you're getting water off swamps, you'd be able to do what to it? They'd be doing what to it?
Digging ditches to it, out from it, you know, to the land.
Why would they be digging the ditches?
For the water run on the land, you know.
Yesterday about the river, and said some of the, what are some of the creeks that run into the river around here?
I don't know about any creeks. Or there's little creeks that run into it. We don't even have no name for them. Way up here, you know. And all the way up Swanee River too. But I know one creek down here on Swanee River runs into the river. They call it the Crooked Creek.
The creek, that word creek, does that always mean a freshwater body to you?
Yeah.
And what would you call to say it in the road? There's been a heavy rainfall and they cut out. The rain washed out a little place in the road. What would you call that?
Washed out a gully in
the
road.
What about a deep, narrow valley that's cut by a stream? You got any? Would you have any other name for that?
No, I don't believe so.
What would you call like a small rise in the land, not, you know, maybe 200 or 300 feet? Just, what would you call that?
A hill.
And what if it was a lot bigger, what would you call it? Say several thousand feet.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Oh, it's called a mountain, I reckon.
Yes, sir. And would you have any name for, you know, up in the mountains like that, for a low place where a road goes through? Do you have any name for that?